WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Tuesday morning, and third and final hour of the week for me. We'll be back on, well, the Saturday guys will be here, and then I'll be back on Monday. We'll have Monday and Tuesday live shows next week, and then it'll be similar to this week where it's going to be syndicated programming Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for our little holiday break, except tomorrow at 7 p.m., commercial-free Christmas from 7 p.m. tomorrow night until 10 a.m. on Christmas Day. So enjoy that. And of course, we have all kinds of great stuff planned for 2026. So looking forward to what the new year brings. Next week, we can do some of our New Year's predictions, and you can call in with your resolutions if you want to. I'm not going to make any, but if you want to. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
Morning.
Favorite morning person in the whole wide world.
I am your favorite person that's on this radio station at this time.
You're my favorite person in the whole wide world.
Well, thank you. Right back at you.
And you know what? Everybody out there, y'all are my favorite too. I wish you all the best holiday. Have the best Christmas ever. And I'm just hoping this year, this Christmas, everybody finds a little happiness. It's been crazy. I know we're all Trumped out, and I know we're all Democratic out, and we're all Republican out. And so let's just find some happiness and just enjoy. Just enjoy. I really do hope that for everybody to share, because it's been a crazy ride, right?
Yeah, and it's not only is it been crazy this year, but it's just been a slow build of crazy over the last couple of years, so.
Well, I have to tell you, though, Tim, this is the fastest year I've ever seen gone by. I don't know if anybody else feels like that. I've never seen a year go by so doggone quick. I swear, since April to now, it just disappeared. And I'm saying, I cannot believe this. Like, whoa, New Year's Eve 2026. It's like, are you kidding me? I've never seen any year go by so darn fast.
It's like one of those years where you're like, wait a minute, 2026. I just started remembering to write 2025 for the year when I write the date.
Right, exactly. But it's true. At least I feel that way. I'm still saying, I can't believe, like, oh my God, I'm going to be another year older. Like, I just got used to being the age I am now. And it's like, what, a whole nother year? This is crazy stuff. I know you look forward to being 50, so you said you could use your AARP or something like that?
Well, I already joined AARP. I did that ahead of time, so, but no, I think I got to be 55, because that's when I get the discounts. That's when I get, like, the Savers discount and the discount at the movies and all that, so.
No, I think with the movies, it's 50 and over.
Well, either way. Well, I mean, I've got the membership anyway, so it doesn't matter, but I think that the benefits that are coming my way, I'm looking forward to them. So I'll take advantage of all the senior discounts I can get. But I always forget what age I am. People are like, how old are you?
This crew of older people is what's happening.
Actually, a lot of my friends outside of here are all younger than me.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody, and they all think that I'm their age. So, like, I make friends through, the paranormal world and everything, and they're surprised to find out I'm as old as I am.
Yeah, because that's kind of hipster. paranormal stuff. That's kind of like making you a hipster.
No, I mean, there's all different ages involved in that, but like just because those people don't necessarily see me in this role or some of the other things that I do. So, you know, when I'm around them, I guess maybe I'm acting a lot younger, so they just assume that I'm younger. And also, it helps I don't look my age, so.
Well, I was just going to say, you have a baby face. You're like Macaulay Culkin. You just don't age. You've got that baby face and those young eyes. Yeah, you're blessed that way.
Wow.
Some of us,
hair's getting grayer, that's for sure.
Wrinkles. Huh?
The hair's getting grayer, that's for sure.
What? They got that Gracian formula, 44 for
me. I'm not going to do that. Nah, just let it happen. I can't wait for it to all go gray. Then it's at least all one color.
Well, you know, I always find men attractive with salt and pepper hair. I always did, even when I was in my 30s. I just always have been attracted to men with salt and pepper hair. So there's a thing to that, Tim.
No. So I'll be the big 4'8" in a couple of days.
Oh, my God. That's right. You're a Christmas baby.
11 days.
Oh,
my God. No, 8 days. 8 days. January 4th.
Oh, yeah. No, that's right. You know, I'm glad you reminded me. My goodness. So what do you really want for Christmas, Tim?
Peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
Oh, my God. Don't be like that. No, seriously.
I say I want the same thing for Christmas every year. To just get through the day without any family fights, without any arguments, with everybody just being happy with what they got, and then we can all go home peacefully. That's all that I ever ask for.
You know, my girlfriend asked me to buy her a bowling ball. I'm like, are you crazy? That's mad expensive.
I mean, they start at $100, and that's, you know, without getting it drilled to her hand.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you, crazy? The only people I'm spending money on this Christmas is the family I nominated. I got a present for them and a gift. But other than that, I bet gifts, just regular, you know, gifts.
So I will say you can get some used bowling balls in the pro shop there. I don't know what he charges for those and have those re-drilled. And also, if you can find one like at a Savers or something, you can get those re-drilled too. But I know I was thinking about getting a new ball because my dad and I share a ball. He won't let us buy him a ball. Because I think he feels like once he has a ball, like then he's definitely committed, even though he's been there every week the whole season. But... He's been using my ball, and last week he kind of bowled out of his mind. So I'm like, okay, well, that you keep using that. So I was like, maybe I'll get myself a new one. And then I was looking at the prices. I was like, we can just keep sharing. I bought shoes. I had to buy new shoes, so I got those instead. So
okay, so how much are the shoes?
Depends on what you get. So you can get some, so that you can get a pair of shoes where you can swap out the pad, the whatever the pad is on the bottom, the slide for the right. Lane, you can buy shoes that you can keep the shoe and just swap that out. And those shoes run about $200. But whoa. I get shoes for like $40-$50 that when that slide part wears off, you just have to throw the shoes away. So I got these new ones that are kind of, you know, those Hey Dude shoes that guys wear that just slip on. Have you seen those?
No.
The Hey Dudes? Well, I bought a pair of bowling shoes that are just like those. So I can just slip them on and off when I have to like run to the restroom
like
or go outside.
Catcher?
Yeah, kind of like Skechers, yeah.
Okay, and the Bow and Alley accepts them because the sole is made for that type of flooring?
Yeah, they're special. So you have special shoes you can only wear on the lanes.
Right, for the flooring. And they're called Hey Dudes?
No, Hey Dude is a brand of shoes for men, and these are Brunswick shoes from the bowling company, but they look like Hey
Brunswick.
Dudes.
Brunswick, right, yeah. Brunswick. Well, everything's Brunswick. And I forgot that name. Wow. I had no idea bowling shoes were that expensive as well. Wow.
Yeah, I think my last pair I paid like $35 for. So that's not like all that expensive, but it still beats having to get somebody wear somebody else's shoes every time you go bowling.
So this is amazing. I didn't know your dad bowls with you. So is bowling season over? Are the games over?
No. We're in the middle of the season. So we do what's called the fall season. So it starts in September and it goes until May.
So are you in your playoff season then?
No. So generally, like normally this would be the middle of the season. And so we'd still be, you know, going on. But we opted, our league voted instead to split the season in two. So we're in the final couple of weeks of this first half. And then we'll have the second half of the season where there'll be another winner. And then at the end, the winners of each half are going to play each other.
Wow, that's really interesting. And that's cool that you guys got to do that. Like, you made your own rules for that?
Well, the league gets to vote on like how they want the season to go. So we had a big meeting at the start of the season, and everybody voted on that. So, and then, you know, my brother and I are just sitting there like, we don't care. Like, let's just go. Come on. And everybody's like nitpicking over these little things. And we're like, no, no, come on. Who cares? We're like, why do we care? We're not going to win. So, and, you know, but we don't do it to win. We don't do it for money. We do it for fun. So, and now that my dad's on the team, you know, my mom and dad come every week and we get to see them. So it all works
amazing.
Out.
So how long has your dad been playing with you? I didn't even know your brother was on your league.
I joined because of my brother. My brother had a vacancy on his team and he asked me to join. So that's how I got started. And then my dad joined up with us this year.
Oh my God, that's melting my heart. Oh my God, that is just so great to know. It really is a family affair. Oh, Jim. Now, see, that's what Christmas is about and the holidays and things like that. Just, oh my God, it's a family affair. Like the song, family.
It is. It's about a dad and his two sons getting their butts kicked every week at the bowling alley.
I love it. Listen, everybody needs a handicap though, right?
We definitely have a big one, so. Actually, we've done pretty well in some of the, you know, we're middle of the pack in terms of the league, so.
Oh, middle of the pack.
Could be worse. Cool.
That sounds like a song in itself, too. Hey, can you play some Pentatonix? They have a really nice Christmas song.
I got a bunch of stuff lined up here, but I'll see if I can get something in.
Yeah, and I love the Compton. That was Compton's Christmas song?
That was Christmas in Hollis by Run DMC.
I love it. I love that song. I almost forgot about it. I'm so glad you played that. I was like, wow, spot on.
It's also got a great music video with the little elf causing all the trouble.
Oh, an elf? That's not right. Elf on the Shelf is supposed to stay there. No trouble.
But coming up after the break, I've got an 80s Christmas classic from a comedy duo you might have forgotten about.
Hey, since you're not going to be on the radio Friday... Do you have a Friday question for this Tuesday?
I was going to, but I didn't think of one in time, so I just didn't do it.
You didn't do it. And I just want to say, I want to give a shout out to Carlos calling in and apologizing. That takes a big man, because that really got nasty yesterday. That was so beneath radio. I was like, whoa. You know, name calling Mr. Burgo and, oh, my stars. So I was very proud of Carlos calling in and apologizing. That takes a big person, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But it was good radio yesterday. Let me tell you, that show, whoo, I was like, whoo. And the callers calling in and saying, be better, be a better person and all that. I was like right on board with that. But, wow, Tim, that was really good radio.
Well, thank you.
But anyways, I know you gave me more time than usual. I just want to tell everybody out there, you just have a wonderful, and I have to say this in honor of my friend, have a steady rule of a Christmas. Otherwise, it would just be a rule of a rule. So I have to say that in honor of her.
All right. Well, you as well.
And I'll just talk to you the next time you're back on the air, and enjoy your vacation, Tim. You really deserve it. Everybody from Fun 107, Michaela, Michael, Gazelle, Matt, and the woman that calls in and helps you when you win a prize. Everybody. I can't think of everybody's name. Just everybody at the radio station. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday.
We appreciate it. You as well. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And I got to get a break in here. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in a few moments.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
If you served in the Vietnam, Gulf War, or post 9/11 eras, you may be eligible for expanded VA benefits. A new law, known as the PACT Act, provides disability compensation, health care, free toxic exposure screenings, and more to veterans who were exposed to toxins during their military service. You can submit a claim for your PACT Act-related benefits now. Claims received by August 10th, 2023, may be paid back to August 10th, 2022. Visit va.gov/PACT to learn more and file your claim.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks and a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there, right?
Where? On the
fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer
in a tree.
See,
you need more.
Fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
five golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree. All right. Well, that's, of course, Bob and Doug McKenzie, the McKenzie brothers. If you've never seen Strange Brew, do yourself a favor and give it a watch. Probably find it on Tubi or YouTube or one of those sites. And it just wouldn't be the holidays without delicious treats from Dorothy Cox's Chocolates. Who wouldn't love the gift of their famous butter crunch, truffles, fudge, or a classic box of assorted milk or dark chocolates? Since 1928, Dorothy Cox's Chocolates has been making the holidays brighter for residents of the South Coast. So stop in today at 21 Burden Way in Fairhaven or 100 Griffin Street in Fall River, or you can order online at dorothycox.com. Happy holidays from everyone at Dorothy Cox's Chocolates. And let me just tell you, don't sleep on the milkshakes at Dorothy Cox's Chocolate. They make a great frap over there. All right, let's take a couple of phone calls here, and then we'll go into the news. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. This is Firefighter Anthony. How are you today?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Merry Christmas to you and all our listeners, and happy holidays. I just wanted to get two quick safety messages out there. If you have real trees, please make sure you're giving them water. And also, if you have lit candles, when it comes to your family's safety, leave no doubt. You leave this house, you go to sleep, blow them out.
And I haven't seen you since you picked up Santa Claus a few weeks ago here when he came by the station. Was he able to get back to the North Pole okay?
Yes, he did. He got back and he was very impressed. We had some snow down here and we're looking to get some, I believe, some rain today. But the skies look clear, according to our weather forecast, that he's ready to come down here on the South Coast in a couple of days.
And I know all of the firefighters made sure the chimneys are nice and clear for him to get down this year.
Yes, make sure the chimneys are clear. No, none of them are lit.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
All right. Merry Christmas. Happy
Merry Christmas
holidays
to you as well.
Yep. Bye-bye.
And let's take another quick call here before we go to the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
I just want to say, take off your hoser.
There you go. Coo, 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 coo.
That's one of my favorite movies. I watch my kids. I let my kids watch that when they were really young. And the whole premise behind the bottle with the mouse inside of the beer bottle with the mouse inside of it, and they thought they were going to get free beer for life. They said, that's the second time you pulled that this month. It was such a classic. It's really funny, huh? And they don't make movies like that anymore, I'll tell you that.
No, that was a Wayne's World before Wayne's World, I think.
Oh, absolutely. And are both those guys still alive?
Yeah. So Rick Moranis retired from acting, but he's coming back in Spaceballs 2. They just wrapped up filming that, so that'll be his first acting role in a long time, I guess.
That's truly a classic. One of my favorites, too. Good stuff. Hey, keep up the good work, Tim.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Merry Christmas. And let's go to the news. When we come back on the other side, we can take more calls, 508-996-0500. I think we're also going to try and check in with Eric over at the butcher shop. But let's turn things over to Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom.
Several people dead after a small plane crash in Texas. Flu cases are on the rise, and a runaway Christmas decoration damaging cars in Connecticut.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
At Authorities say at least five people are dead after a Mexican Navy plane crashed on Monday near Galveston, Texas. The plane was carrying a burn patient who was among those killed. The aircraft took off in Mexico and crashed into the Galveston Bay around 3 p.m. local time. Two people survived the crash, another missing and presumed dead. There's no word on why the plane went down, but multiple agencies are investigating. A record number of Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home this holiday season. According to AAA's projections, over 122 million are expecting to travel. It's a 2.2% increase from last year, with the majority of travelers likely driving to their destinations. However, air travel will also reach new heights, with over 8 million Americans flying domestically. Meanwhile, nearly 5 million people are expected to travel via bus, train, or cruise ship. President Trump announcing new Trump-class battleships for the U.S.
They'll help maintain American military supremacy, revive the American shipbuilding industry, and inspire fear in America's enemies all over the world.
During the announcement from Florida, Trump said that they will be the most lethal battleships the world has ever seen. The president said that there will be two ships built first, followed by another eight, and then eventually 25 new battleships. Trump was joined by Secretary of War Pete Hegseth at Mar-a-Lago. It comes after the U.S. has seized more oil tankers from Venezuela as tensions with the South American country rise. The CDC says five states are experiencing very high flu activity.
The five for New York, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Colorado, and Louisiana, with high activity reported in Connecticut, Massachusetts, Georgia, Idaho, Maryland, Michigan, New Mexico, the Carolinas, and Washington, D.C. There were nearly 14,000 confirmed cases in New York City alone in early December, a 460% increase from the same time last year. The surge driven by a new flu variant. The CDC reports at least 4.6 million people have gotten sick from flu, 1,900 adults have died, plus three children. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Barry Manilow is revealing he's battling lung cancer. In an Instagram post yesterday, the legendary singer said the cancer was found when he underwent an MRI after getting bronchitis. Manilow said that the cancerous spot on his lung was found early. He will undergo surgery to have it removed. The surgery has forced Manilow to postpone several concerts that were scheduled in January, but he plans to be back on stage in Las Vegas by February. There's some exciting news on the Alzheimer's front. Researchers at Chicago's Northwestern University say an experimental drug used on mice blocks early damage from toxic proteins in the brain that cause the common form of dementia. They gave the drug called NU9 to mice before Alzheimer's symptoms appeared, which worked to target the disease at its earliest stage. They believe the same approach could one day be used in people as an early intervention for Alzheimer's. A terrifying reminder of how dangerous improperly secured holiday decorations can be. In a Connecticut neighborhood, Andrew Whitman fills us in.
The wind was strong in Stamford, Connecticut's Harbor Point neighborhood Friday afternoon. So strong, it blew away an oversized holiday ornament, which took off from the tip of Triangle Park, went rolling down Harbor Point Road south and smack into two cars. One driver said they thought they were going to die. The ornament belongs to the neighborhood's developer. They're paying for the car damage. The ornament is back where it started, hopefully tied down a little tighter.
The Kansas City Chiefs are heading across the Missouri River for Kansas. The team and the Kansas governor have reached an agreement to bring the football franchise to Kansas in time for the 2031 season. The new stadium will have a dome, which could attract higher-profile events such as the Super Bowl. The Chiefs have been in Kansas City, Missouri since 1963 and their current stadium since 1972.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Celtics beat the Indiana Pacers last night, 103-95. The Bruins host the Canadiens tonight at 7.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Light rain developing today. It may start off as a little light snow this morning, but changing to rain. Temperature at around 40. Light rain ending tonight, mostly cloudy, low temp down to 30. Christmas Eve, Wednesday, windy morning clouds, then partly sunny, a high of 38. Weather looks nice for Santa on Wednesday night with clear skies. Christmas Day, morning clouds, then partly sunny, seasonably cool with a high around 41. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Before anybody gets all worked up, that's Spinal Tap. It's parody. It's not a satanic Christmas song. It's a joke. It's Spinal Tap. And if you haven't seen the new Spinal Tap film, of course, we lost Rob Reiner last week, but he was able to make the sequel to Spinal Tap. I believe that's his final film. And so it was pretty good. It was nice revisiting those characters again. If you've never seen the original Spinal Tap, definitely watch that first. But it was still had a good amount of laughs in it. I don't think it's as classic and iconic as the first film was, but it was definitely worth going down memory lane and seeing an update on those characters. And the thing about Spinal Tap is the music is pretty good. I mean, it's pretty good. So I've always been a fan. All right, 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. As I was talking earlier to the ladies about the Ultimate Men's Clinic and what it can do for the men. Men, maybe you want to surprise the woman in your life by kicking yourself into high gear for 2026, getting yourself feeling like the old you or maybe better than you've ever felt before. Well, that's what's so great about the Ultimate Men's Clinic is they've got different treatments and services they can offer for a variety of different things that might be keeping you from feeling like your best self. And what makes you feel like your best self more than anything? Confidence. And that's what's so good about the stuff at the Ultimate Men's Clinic, the services they offer. It will help restore your confidence in yourself, whether it be something like helping you with weight loss or perhaps helping you with testosterone levels or helping you in the bedroom. They offer all of that. And don't forget, if you sign up for their testosterone treatments, the monthly treatments on the annual plan, you get 3 free treatments with the P-Wave device, which will help you with any blood flow issues down there. So you can find out more about it by going to theultimatemensclinic.com, theultimatemensclinic.com. You can also give them a call at 508-505-9100. But the best way is to go to theultimatemensclinic.com. They also have another website. If you're looking to increase your size, you can check out largernewbedford.com and see some before and after photos. All right, 508-996-0500 is my number. We're getting some app chat messages as well. We were talking about the Powerball jackpot, and I questioned why, you know, in the past, it's gone. It seems like it's jumped from a larger portion from one, you know, not one jackpot to the next. So every time somebody doesn't win the jackpot, it seems like it's grown more than it has, you know, more exponentially than it has this time. And Jim said, you know, the Powerball jackpot grew $100 million. That's not a small increment. Well, but it is in comparison to what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in comparison to, like, in the past, where if a billion-dollar jackpot wasn't claimed, the next one was 1.5. Then the next one was $2 billion. And it said this has gone like 1, 1.2, 1.5, 1.7. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Because it just seems like the jump hasn't been as big. And I got another app chat message from Joe who says, probably because people aren't buying tickets with it being Christmas. And I said, well, maybe that's true. But I also think you get a lot of people who buy tickets because it's Christmas, you know? So I don't know if, like, people are have less disposable income to try to play right now, or what, or if it's, you know, what tallies up in one column more than the other. People not having the money to spend on tickets, so the sales go down, or people buying tickets that wouldn't normally because they're giving them as Christmas gifts or putting them in a card or whatever, and that drags up. So I don't know. I just think that when you get to the, like, does it matter if you win $1.5 billion or $2 billion? Does it really matter if you were the grand prize winner and you won the whole jackpot? Would you really care? But we went through the whole thing last week when it hit $1 billion of, you know, what you should do. And number one, first and foremost, is take that annuity. That's not just me saying, that's Jose Matos saying it. Take that as guaranteed income for the next 30 years. Well, the next 29 years, because you're going to get one check at the beginning. And then you know that even if you blow all that money, there's another check coming in a year. And when it was $1 billion, the payment was going to be $18 million for your first check. That's how much you would clear on your first check. So now if it's going to be $1.7 billion or whatever it is, you know, think about, you know, now you're looking at probably $20-something million for your first check. And it goes up 5% every year. You get a cost of living adjustment in your Powerball payouts, your Powerball annuity. So take that first year. Live off that $20 million. You could probably live the rest of your life off that $20 million pretty well. And then take the next year and invest all of that. And then take the year after that. And so, you know what I mean? Like, there's a plan that has to be put in place, but you got to talk to somebody who knows about that. That's why your first call should be to Jose Matos. 508-678-3015. I think that's right. Don't quote me on it, but I think that's right. You know what? I'm going to double check. Give me a second here. 508-678-3715. So I was close. All right. I'm going to take a break here. 508-996-0500 is my number. You can call that number too if you win the Powerball. Tell me you want to meet up at Just Another Phoenix for some breakfast. You can pay. We'll take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Hold on here. Wait a second here. Give me a second. I messed up. And now we'll take a break.
This year, over 50,000 law enforcement officers have been assaulted while on duty.
It could have been it for me.
I'm Mike Solon. Law enforcement officers need your support. If you see an officer under attack, then follow these simple steps in order to help. One. Call 911 and give the officer's exact location. Two, ask the officer if you can assist. If the officer accepts, then do whatever you can do to safely help. Three, if the officer declines, then start filming. It's time to stop filming and start helping.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family.
All right, and let's check in with Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Good morning, sir. How you doing over there today?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing, Tim?
I'm sure you guys are in super busy mode getting ready for the holidays.
Yeah, a wacky couple of days, bro, today and tomorrow. Oh, my God.
Well, I know people are coming by to pick up stuff that they've ordered, but what do you got there for people that didn't remember to order and want to come by and pick something up?
Dude, I got so much for sale. I got Fabish, I got wings, I got so much stuff going. I got potatoes, rice, shrimp Mozambique, chicken Mozambique. I got the bacon bits, the trois jambes. I got celebrity pork chops. I got prime rib up the wazoo. I got fillets. I got it all, brother. I got chicken wings, chicken breasts, chicken. I got it all, man.
And you still got chestnuts for people that need to come by and get some of those?
Chestnuts already on the end of it. I'm not going to lie about that. I got some that are cooked. If you want them, come and get them. They're good, but take your chance. There's a couple of wrong ones in there probably. You never know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, hey, that's comes with the territory. And, of course,
just
people
being
can...
honest, brother. You know how it goes.
People can stop by and get all their beer and wine, too, as well, for their Christmas gatherings or for when they get home from their Christmas gatherings?
Yeah, brother. I got it all. Wine. I got cheap wine, expensive wine. I got all kind of wine. I got plenty of beer. Whatever you need, bro.
All right. Well, hey, remind everybody what your hours are going to be for the next week or so.
Dude, honestly, like today we're going to be open till 6, tomorrow till 5, close Thursday, close Friday, and then Saturday back to business until the following week, you know.
And then you're going to be closed for New Year's too?
New Year's Day, yeah. New Year's Day and, New Year's Day, brother.
All right, so people can get in and start getting all their stuff together. And, you know, that's the thing, because people don't want to wait till the last minute and not be able to get their stuff for their New Year's party, so we want to make sure that they know they can go in there. Now, if they want to start stocking up.
Yeah, come and get it now. If we're not taking any more orders, we're kind of overloaded, so come and get your stuff. We have a lot of food. If you want to come and come, you know, like, what do you call it? Like, grab and go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, I hope that you guys all have a great Christmas, and we will talk to you next week.
Yeah, you too, brother. Merry Christmas, everybody out there. Bye.
All right, that is Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Stop by there, and you know what? Get yourself a nice Christmas gift. Get yourself a nice tomahawk steak for Christmas. You don't have to cook it on Christmas, but maybe cook it the day after. 508-996-0500. That is my number here in the final few moments of the hour, in the final few moments of my day here, and then I'll be back on Monday. So, but before I go, I want to tell you about upgrading your home's energy efficiency. It can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust a team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. All right, 508-996-0500 is my number. Let me get this final break in, and then we can come back and wrap things up. Stick around.
But the last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and mugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. They said, Father Christmas, give us some money and don't mess around with
us. All right, welcome back in. Let's take a phone call here before we wrap things up. Good morning, you're next on WBSM. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
First of all, I want to wish you and your family special blessings and that everything goes well with your doctor's appointment.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you and hope that it's the best ever.
And second, I just want to say that it's a real blessing to still have you all on the air at WBSM. It's so nice to be able to get all the news that's going on and that all of you are involved in keeping us abreast of everything.
Well, we will certainly keep doing that in 2026 for sure.
Amen to that. Thank you. Also, I have a special love for both WBSM and Fun 107 because I worked with you all when it was on Union Street in New Bedford back in the day.
Oh, what'd you do?
I was the receptionist.
Oh, I remember those days when we used to actually have one of those instead of me getting up and answering the door all the time. And
I agree.
Taking the phone calls.
And then we used to have these racks where we would put all the CDs, not CDs, the other big ones. It was a big rack and I was in charge of putting them all in so you all knew what commercial to do. What time. It was crazy.
Wow. Now the computer just tells us what to do.
See, I don't like that, and I'm glad I'm not there anymore. But yeah, I worked with Stan Lip, Phil Paleologus, all the good old souls.
Well, thank you for calling in and sharing, and I hope, as I said, I hope you have the best Christmas ever and a happy new year.
Thank you, and you stay safe and be healthy.
Thank you so much. All right, that's gonna do it for me for today. We're gonna turn things over to Chris McCarthy in South Coast now. He's gonna have the mayor today because we're off tomorrow, so the mayor's gonna come in today, and I'll be back next Monday. So after Christmas, again, we'll have Christmas music tomorrow night starting at 7 p.m. Commercial-free Christmas music from 7 p.m. until 10 a.m. on Christmas Day. So plenty of commercial-free Christmas music. And then we'll have our syndicated programming for the next couple of days. The Saturday crew will be back. Paul Santos will kick you off at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. And then we'll be back on Monday. So then we'll have Monday and Tuesday, and then we'll be off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week. Again, taking advantage of the schedule.